Bilingual Sounds 88.5 KCSN HD3 and KSBR HD3 Mission Viejo. We are a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming online at bilingualsounds.org and on the Bilingual Sounds app.
Hey there, friends. Welcome to Bilingual Sounds, Support Your Local Scene. I am your host, Carissa Kelly. Hey, hi, hello. And I'm here to take you through the best and the brightest of what the LA music scene has to offer. Every week, we'll showcase a local artist that has caught our eyes and our ears, play some of their material, and let them tell you in their own words what they're all about. This week, we have Jasmine Sweets in the studio. How are all of you today?
Thanks.
We have four of you in the studio today. We're all packed in nice and cozy, so I'll have you introduce yourselves one by one. So we'll start over here.
Yeah, I'm Noah Brandt. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Julia, and I play bass.
I'm Josh Jones. I do drums.
I'm Nicholas Burdick. I play keys.
Amazing. So let's start by having you tell me where you guys are from and what brings you to LA. So we can start on this end.
I'm from Ventura, here for the radio show.
I grew up in Ventura as well, but we recently just started playing in LA more, just kind of trying to broaden our scope of where we're playing at. But yeah, that's pretty much it. We've been playing locally for a long time, and so we're trying to just break out a little more to broader audiences. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm from Camarillo, Oxnard area, And I just tag along with these boys.
I was born in near Redondo, but I grew up in North Carolina. So I moved here a few years ago, and yeah, I met all of them pretty much at the beginning of that. And we had other bands and things fizzled out, and then we kind of ended up in this arrangement. And yeah, we've been getting cooler gigs up here that are less people kind of doing their own thing, and people are more there to see music and hear us, which is cool. So we're trying to follow that more.
Yeah, I love that. And I, for one, am a huge fan of your work, which is why you're here. And I'm also really interested to know, like, what brought all of you together?
Originally, it was Noah and myself. We're in kind of a cover band, and we weren't necessarily just happy just playing the same covers for months on end, and so we just started jamming between the two of us more. And then we had another friend, Ryan Meisenheimer, who is currently in Oklahoma, but he plays a lot of the lead guitar parts, so he's moving back in January. But the origination was kind of Noah and myself just playing together, and we found that we enjoyed it, and then we started coming up with more material that we liked playing, and we kind of just went more in that direction. And a lot of the stuff you hear that we have already recorded stems from a lot of my background, which is more of a jazz and classical background, combined with Noah's background, which is much more like funk oriented, and we've kind of combined that in a way that's been really organic. So that's pretty much so far what we've put out, is mainly just kind of the machinations of our mesh of sounds that we enjoy, and it's just what we enjoy playing. So
I think that, well, I didn't really know a ton of people when I moved out here, so I feel like Rye and Josh and Nikki I've known since I was a little kid. So like I had all these guys, and Julia, we started dating like a couple years after I met Josh, I think. But still, we've all kind of like, this has been kind of like my circle. So it's kind of like we're hanging out. And generally, when we started, we were just kind of playing stuff we like to play, and they were my only like real homies. So we kind of kept doing it, and then we wrote really cool songs after a while that I think we've been playing these ones and really trying to record them and do something with them for quite a while now. And we have other stuff we've written, but we've really focused on these ones because they came out pretty early, and we in the whole mix, and we really like them. So yeah, it's exciting to share them now, have recordings and all that.
Yeah it also definitely shines through, like your chemistry, and I'll ask you more about that in a little bit, but for now, we are going to move back into the tunes. So this next one is from the Red Pairs. This is Kidding on the Square. You're supporting your local scene. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Jimmy Conde.
Hey, this is Venancio Bermudez.
Hey, this is Juan Santana.
And this is Felipe Contreras from the Los Angeles band The Tracks. And you're jamming to Bilingual Sounds Los Angeles.
Thank you very much. Can't remember my name.
Hey friends, you are supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds, and we have Jasmine Sweets in studio with us this evening, all four of them. And my next question for you is, how would you describe your sound?
That's a good question.
I feel like it's definitely got a lot of funk influences, and I feel like the songwriting on a lot of levels comes, my background of it is like a lot of folk and bluegrass, and like I grew up listening to that, and so I think it's all like listenable because of that. Like it's not super expensive all the time, but then we have like some really jazzy moments, and we have a lot of stuff going on in there. So I don't know what to really pin it down as, but
a little psychedelic, maybe.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
fusion.
It's like, I think yeah, it's a fusion of multiple things, but yeah, like funk rock fusion, I think is where I would pin it. Usually.
It changes. Yeah,
it changes.
Now. It does change. And I think the stuff we're writing now kind of differs from that even more. So it's kind of like we're just kind of by the moment. We kind of deal with the things we like.
Sound, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I love artists that really try and switch it up and try to keep things fresh. So who would you say inspires your sound the most?
That's a good question.
I feel like there's a couple songs where I was really listening to like Chris Cornell all the time, and so
I think some
of that comes out. And I love the Grateful Dead, and so I feel like that element. I'm not sure how much it comes through, but yeah, that's an inspiration for me at least.
I'm a huge Rush fan. That's been
I can also hear that. Yeah, yeah.
The drumming at least, there's a lot of kind of inspiration there. I try not to be quite as busy because the music doesn't call for it quite in the same way, but that's definitely where my rock inspiration comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, maybe an odd question, but have any of you had any formal education in music?
I think it's just me.
Yeah, just Josh.
I went to school for jazz and classical percussion.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, so I studied that for 3.5 years, and then pandemic hit. So that was kind of the end of that. But
where did you study?
I went to a place called Mesa College down in San Diego. I studied with a guy named Scott Robinson, who's an ethnomusicologist and a jazz drummer. And so he was kind of my one-on-one instructor. And I was lucky enough to work with him.
Very nice.
He originally
Shout out to Scott.
Yeah, Scott. He taught at Rutgers for a number of years and then moved to San Diego. And I found him and moved down there just specifically to study with him. So
interesting. So do you feel that that formal education has helped you or hindered you?
I would say early on it hindered a little bit. I kind of was stuck in that world, and in the way I approached music was very mechanical and, you know, based in theory. But as I've gotten older and a little bit more just easygoing about the whole thing, it's definitely, it helps a lot now, because it's like you're able to hear things in a way that, and process things in a way that is makes the processes faster. Mm-hmm. You're able to, you know, mm-hmm, hear chords and jump on things and rhythms more quickly, and I feel like it's helped all of us kind of gel more. Mm-hmm. So it helps us communicate better in a way. You know,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The ideas.
Totally.
Yeah.
And do you, as to your chemistry, which I can really hear in the recordings, do you think something like that in a band is inherent, or is that something that kind of has to be cultivated?
I think both, probably.
Sure.
I mean, I think sometimes it is just there. And I think sometimes when it's just there, you kind of have to do that anyways and, like, chip away at it, because otherwise no one really... You're connected, but you're all kind of disconnected at the same time. It just becomes discombobulated, I think. So I think we specifically have like a chemistry that I think I've always had a great time playing with them whenever we're just jamming, doing random stuff. And also when we're writing or trying to nail stuff down, we also work well there. So
we all do like a good job at balancing both having fun and being serious about what we're doing, I think, well, where it's like when it's time to sit down and write and kind of arrange and really focus, we do a good job. But then other than that, we just like hanging out with one another. So yeah, that helps a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you gotta have both for sure.
Yeah, and when you're not, and when you're feeling like you're done jamming, you just relax and just hang out. And it's easier to have that dynamic when you're all friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's, and I think we all slowly are kind of figuring out what all the different songs and things we're doing mean more to us too, because the more that I think also Rye moving back, and there's been times where we've gotten different lenses. Me and Nikki play a lot together separately from everyone, and like we all kind of connect on different ways. And so, yeah, I think we're getting to a point where that's more like that's more just natural, and that flows on everyone. Because there's sometimes people we're not on, and someone's like just not connected to the group. But I think we've gotten more in tune with each other for sure.
Yeah. I also love listening to all of your recordings because I can kind of hear your evolution over time. I can kind of hear that. I can hear the friendship. I don't know if that's a weird thing to say.
I like it.
But yeah, like I can just hear and feel the care and the thought that you put into your work, and I think that's really admirable. And it's also really nice that you're like a little family
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
It definitely helps. getting back into the tunes, this next one is called Jessica Triangle by Frida's Roses. You are supporting your local scene. Stay tuned.
She was going away, so nobody cared. The pages flow with the words that she wrote on. She didn't know if she could bear. Something was very wrong. Hey, what's it worth? Hey, a penny or two. Hey, what's it worth? Hey, something brand new. Hey, what's it worth?
just like me. My mind keeps racing, chasing the pain that I felt. Oh, I'm elated, was frustrated, now embracing myself. Oh, I got a sweet tooth. When it comes to life, I wanna taste it and taste you. I wanna feel alive, I want to breathe in the air that you breathe. It's alright, go to sleep. Baby, close your eyes. Baby, close your eyes. Baby, close your eyes. Baby, close your eyes.
Show us some love and follow us on Instagram. Search us by name. We are Bilingual Sounds.
Support comes from Moldy Toes Records, located in the cul-de-sac of Orange County, commonly known as San Clemente. A SoCal indie record store celebrating 10 years of service, carrying a broad selection of vinyl CDs, cassettes, stickers, patches, rock t-shirts, and record players, steps away from the waves with plenty to explore in-store. Sandy feet and furry paws welcome. Moldy Toes Records, rebels without a clue since 2014. More info available on Instagram.
Support for Bilingual Sounds Public Radio comes from Golden Voice, presenting San Diego locals Glass Spells. Influenced by horror and sci-fi soundtracks, Glass Spells showcases their gothic synth-pop sound at the Fonda Theater, Friday, January 17th, 2025. Tickets are available at AXS.com. Glass Spells, Fonda Theater, Friday, January 17th, 2025.
Are you looking to spread the word about your business or tell performing arts and music fans about your show, concert, or event? The SoCal Sound is a new DIY online underwriting platform that's an easy way to begin airing your messages. It's a simple, quick, and affordable way to reach people across LA and Orange County with messages about your business. And you'll be supporting this public music station. For 10% off your first campaign, use code INTRO10 at the SoCalSoundOnTap.org. That's the SoCalSoundOnTap. .org.
Hey there, friends. You are supporting your local scene, and we have the Jasmine Sweets in the studio with us this evening. That was Morningstar, you just heard, by the band. And so I have some more questions for you. I'm just grilling you tonight. So I'd like to know, how do you feel your music translates from recording to the stage? Because we kind of got into your chemistry and how you just kind of jam. And that's one of the things that I love most about you as an artist, is your ability to just jam and roll with it. So how do you think that translates from recording to stage?
Funnily enough, I think really well, because like a lot of these came about from us just jamming in a garage playing together, but as they developed, we've done a really good job at arranging them. Mm-hmm. So it still has that energy, but the songs themselves are pretty composed. Like, we play them pretty much the same every time, aside from, you know, soloing. I think that is something that we definitely vibe with together a lot, is trying to make, like, solo sections be organic and still flow on stage, but the rest of it is really constructed at this point, for the most part,
Yeah, I feel like we're getting to the point where that's something we're figuring out also. I think we've done a lot of, like, live recordings, and when we've tried to, like, go into a studio and work on it, there's things like, I don't think it met our standards fully for exactly what you're saying. It, like, didn't fully encapsulate it. And so these last live ones we did, I think, really felt better, and they were, like, way easier to make, which is funny. But now I think when we go into the studio, we'll kind of keep that more in mind. And I think going forward, it'll be kind of easy, because we spend a lot of time figuring out what I think we want to sound like in from recording to live. Yeah.
And how do you feel your audience responds to your music?
I mean, I think they like it. I hope they like it.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I mean, it definitely depends on the when and where. We've had people who really enjoy it, who have, you know, been so outwardly celebratory and vocal, but then we've also had, we've played in plenty of bars and clubs where people just are glazed over, you know, and I don't think that's representative of our playing necessarily, but it's more so just the times. I mean, people's attention spans are just quite a bit diminished from what they used to be, so but I think when people do listen, they like it a lot.
I think we get a lot of people that are surprised about how we play and what we play. I think we get a lot of that, those types of responses, like, whoa.
Especially from our name, like, our name is very like, oh, it's a jazz band. It's
totally doing a little 180. I think that is something I've heard a lot, where people are like, that felt special, because I feel like I don't hear a lot of music like that, and you guys kind of have your own thing, and I think that's, like, probably my favorite compliment that we could get, you know, and I think that is kind of our biggest thing that we try to do, as well as incorporate all of our hearts into it in a way where it kind of can't help it but be, like, unique in its own way, because there's so much that goes into something that, you know, the stuff we have out. It's been a year just kind of like, what does this feel like, and what do I like, and really picking it apart. And so I think that's what we'll continue to do, because it really comes off well, I think, and organic.
My favorite compliment we ever got was from someone who had no idea what our name was, but had heard us months and months prior, and he said that the moment that we started playing, he remembered who we were. That was everything.
Was he in the restroom?
No, yeah, well, at the time he heard us, yes, he was in the restroom, that was a really good compliment.
We had some people come up from Ojai all the way to L.A., too. That felt really cool. They were stoked. They didn't feel like they wasted the drive, so it felt cool that people put in effort to come experience it, which to me feels pretty rad.
So I would also like to know about your own individual listening habits. Like, how do you find music?
I'm definitely an album person. I listen to a lot of vinyl, and so I'll just find vinyls at stores and just put them on and listen to top to bottom. But then also just on my phone, I'll just find a song I like and then get the album and listen to the whole thing. I don't know. I've been obsessed with Madison Cunningham for the last, like, 2 years or so.
Okay.
She's probably my favorite artist out right now. Joni Mitchell, you know. Mm-hmm. Different eras, but those are my favorites.
I'm on Spotify, like, all day. All day. That's
why. I as well.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I think I listen to... We have vinyl in our little studio space of the house that I'll definitely, like, I'll put on, I'll listen to, but I think that I like kind of exploring Spotify as well. I don't know if I'll listen to an album on Spotify. It's hard for me to do that, but I'll listen to, like, an album on vinyl and sit there and let it play
We
do that. I like that as well.
Yeah, why is it hard to listen on Spotify?
I don't know. I just think that like there's some process about like committing to the act of like taking the thing,
physically putting
it on. And then I like have like coffee and I'm like sitting there and that's what I'm doing. It's like too easy for the Spotify to just be in the background. And I use it for that so much to just be in the background that it's like almost become that. It can't be like my foreground thing.
Yeah.
And my attention just won't do it, but.
And what about you?
I'm all into the band Skin Shape right now and Dope Lemon, but okay. I feel like the things that come through in more of the music are like Miles Davis and Thelonious Monk are my favorite old music people that I like to listen to. I'll listen to the whole album. Yeah.
Very nice. Do you think your listening habits have any particular effect on how you play?
I suppose.
Unconscious.
Probably,
Yeah, I don't think it's something you'd be like, that did that, you know. But
not directly, for sure, yeah.
There's like a deeper appreciation to like a groove, though, that we're in when I can relate it to like the feeling that I feel when I'm really into music. Because sometimes I feel like we can listen to like what we're doing a little bit because we're so into it and like not really think about it. And I think sometimes when you listen to a lot of music, that helps with that because you kind of have like tendrils of like this, of things that you've like
tendrils
stored
of
in. Yeah, of influence. There you go. I didn't know what to say. Yeah, and I think that helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, more to come, listeners, because we'll have a little live sesh as well for you. But for now, this is I Know by The High Curbs. You're supporting your local scene. We'll be right back.
For you to come home, it's not painless. It feels the same when I'm waiting here on every breath for you to say, I'm coming home. Desecrated,
Thank you.
Hey there, friends. You are supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds. We're just horsing around with Jasmine Sweets in the studio, and they're actually going to play a little live ditty for us. So what's this one called?
This is called Marie.
Very nice.
I wrote this a couple years ago, so hope you enjoy it.
Let's hear it. That was beautiful, beautiful. And for anyone who just joined in listening while you were playing, what was that one called?
It's called Marie.
Marie.
It's like spelled like Marie. But, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very nice, very nice. So yeah. I have a few questions for you to close out. So what's next for your project?
I think that, well, we're going to go to the studio and start working on the rest of those songs in actual studio context. And I think that's the first thing. So those will be in the next, by spring, hopefully.
Yeah. It's like a full LP, right? Like an actual full-scale-length
full
album.
Full-skank album.
Yeah. Not what I meant, but yes, full-scale-length album.
No, we're making a full-skank album. And that'll be out hopefully in the spring. And then we're going to try and do more festivals and do more like
bigger live shows.
Yeah, more like powerful events that mean something to us that are more fun. And but then also, you know, keeping up with the clubs. We definitely have the Viper coming up on the 19th, and we have
Very nice.
So we'll have more of those shows.
All the Golden Poppy folks.
Yeah, and we
shout out to Golden Poppy.
Shout out to Golden them. Poppy. Shout out to them for sure. So yeah, we have stuff we're working on, and it's gonna. I think by spring we'll start seeing it out in the world.
Yeah.
In general, yeah.
I can't wait.
Thank you.
I am so confident that you guys are going to go far.
Thank you so much.
I love your work.
Thank you so much.
And finally, it's time to plug the socials. So where can the people find you?
You can find us on Instagram at Jasmine Sweets Music. And that's JazzMenSuites Music. And then you can find us at our website, which is jasminesweets.com. And
Spotify,
you can find some live recordings we posted of our performance at the Hotel Cafe on there, and
shout out to
Dave Harmond for producing those, our buddy. Yeah, and so I think that's it. Oh, and then we have a YouTube that has some videos of our performances at the Viper and some other stuff, and that's awesome.
They don't sound
Jasmine
as bad
Sweets.
Too. I can throw these on the background right now.
Yeah, it's fun. So yeah, I think that's it. That's the socials.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
Of course. It's been wonderful having you here. So, listeners, I would like to thank you for spending the last hour with us, because your viewership helps small and local artists gain the exposure that they so deserve. And I would love for you to consider checking out the people I feature on the show, following them on their socials, and most importantly, to go to shows. Your presence means more than you know to these very hardworking musicians, and being active in your scene is what this show is all about, and that is my mission. So thank you for listening. I have been your host, Carissa Kelly. Come back next week and every week thereafter at 6 p.m., and we'll be here with a fresh perspective. Thank you for supporting your local scene. Good night.
I'll give her